It's the Parafan Brekkie Show. Josh here flying solo this morning. Back on our screens very soon, the masked singer and the man himself in the sparkly suits, Osher Gunsberg. How you going?
I'm good, man. I'm real excited for Masked Singer to be back on. I where we are right now in New South Wales, we haven't seen the outside of our homes. We've forgotten what our walls look like.
Yeah.
In about 3 months.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to have something that we as a family can all watch together.
Absolutely. I don't think it could come at a better time either. Hopefully, with restrictions easing in New South Wales, hopefully, fingers crossed, and Victoria, just a great family show as well. A lot of fun. And I got to say congratulations on, I haven't heard any leaks of celebrities. There's been no goss floating around. I don't know if you've had anything to do with that.
Well, you're congratulating me for us doing our job. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Well, you know, nowadays with, you know, reality TV shows, it's hard to keep stuff a secret. So you've done well.
I don't know, man. I guess it's all, everyone involved with the show understands that the show only gets to keep going at the surprise stage.
Yes, so, fair enough.
And that includes the people behind the mask.
Fair enough. You guys have been filming, obviously, during COVID, all this sort of stuff. Has that affected the way that the show's been made, or is it business as usual?
Like any workplace, you know, you're really trying to make sure that it's safe for everybody.
Yeah.
So, of course it's affected. Like anyone that's altered the way their work works, to make sure it's safe for people to come to work and people to visit their work, will know that things are different, and they will be for a while now. And so, yeah, of course, television productions had to do the same thing. It made me feel really good about leaving the area that I was in and going to an area that I don't live in.
Yeah.
And traveling more than 5Ks from my house to work with people who'd traveled further than that. You know, it made me feel really good and feel really safe going to work because I knew everyone had been tested and there were really strict protocols in place. And don't forget, this time last year, I was sitting in an apartment in Docklands, not able to leave because I was a close contact of a positive case. So, and that was, I think it was, I don't know, 100 and something of us got exposed. So we all know as a production what it's like, and we wanted to avoid that. So, you know, because it's not great for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Let alone our ability to make TV.
So absolutely.
Everyone at Warner Brothers, everyone at 10 worked really, really hard to make sure it was a really safe workplace. And that made me feel really good. And now I'm not, you know, we're not shooting it anymore. Now I've got the willies when I go to, you know, when I go down to the shops or whatever and people are doing the old chin strap mask or they pull their fat mask down to tell you something. It's like, you are defeating the purpose. What are you doing?
That's right. People do that all the time. When they talk to you and they pull the mask down. That's pointless.
That is not why we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man. I want to go back to Splendor in the Grass. Get your mask on.
Exactly. Very exciting this season. There's some new costumes, new characters joining the cast. Were there any that didn't make the cut? Were there finalists that aren't that we're not seeing?
Mate, I honestly don't know. I don't know what didn't make it. The secrecy around it is so intense. I literally only see the masks the first time when they walk on stage. Like it said in the auto cue, please welcome Kebab. I'm like, this will be good. I turn around and a 9-foot-tall Kebab walks out of the tunnel. Literally the first time I laid eyes on it is when I'm on camera.
Can I just say, I think the Kebab should perform separate from everyone else about 2 a.m. in the morning after they've had a big night out.
Yeah, absolutely. And then again at 9 a.m.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be great. Osher, thank you so much. Just a quick chat this morning, but The Masked Singer Australia will return to Aussie TVs on Monday at 7:30 on Channel 10. Thanks so much for having a quick chat.
You're the best, man. Take care, mate. Have a good one.